Good morning. Today is December 26th, Yud Gimel Shvat, Tavshin Davis, rather, Tavshin Ayin Gimel. We're holding here in Simon Tav Mem Zayin, in Sif Aleph, in the middle of the Mechaber here. Right after the first Ramah, where he says, V'din Taruvosai Kidin Shar Taruvis. So, things get a little easier now, as opposed to yesterday, which was a little more Yoredeya Dik, which is tonight. Today we're continuing with Yoredeya Halachos. I just want to give a little introduction to the next few words of the Mechaber. In the laws of Taruvus, what is Taruvus? Taruvus means a mixture, mixtures. Right now, our friends on the in the left or right side of Beis Medrash, wherever where you're standing, they're learning Taruvus. What is Taruvus? You have mixtures, different mixtures of kosher and non-kosher. Okay, basa v'chalav, you could have kosher meat and kosher cheese. That's basa v'chalav. But in regards to taruvus, you have kosher and non-kosher that get mixed up together. So here, when you have the laws of taruvus, it's normally say batel b'shishim, which means if you have 60 times more of kosher, as opposed to the non-kosher, the kosher wins. 60 times more. On Pesach, we've been learning that if it's on Pesach itself, it's more chomer, it's more strict for which reasons we discussed, and therefore it's also b'mashu. What that means is that the smallest amount of the chametz makes that food content aser. Now we're going to see there are times that the taruvus, the mixtures of Pesach, of chametz and Pesach, are similar to the regular laws of taruvus. Hope I didn't confuse the matter. Let's try to see the words inside. V'din taruvosoi k'din shayar taruvus. The halachas of taruvus of chametz on Pesach are like the other laws of taruvus with kosher and non-kosher foods. Ella rather, there's one difference here he's discussing. Shema she'oyse b'shayar taruvus pachas mishishim oyse b'chametz mashu. That which, in order to forbid the food of the taruvus, if it's less than 60 times, in regards to chametz, it's also b'mashu. Small amount. Aval im b'shar taruvus loy hayot sar shishim ella klipa oynetilas makam afe chametz kein shecham b'cham b'loy roitov dai b'klipa kishar usurim. Now, in regards to cham b'cham, which means two hot foods. If you have two hot foods that touch each other, it does not transfer the taste from food A, which is my right hand, to food B, to the left hand, my left hand, unless I have a conductor. Metal is a conductor. We're not talking about metals here, we're talking about food and liquid. In this case, a liquid is a conductor. If I have hot food, but I don't have a liquid, then the only amount that I'm going to have to take off is what's called a klipa. Klipa means to peel off a little amount. Or netila smakum, which means like this, the width of a thumb, depending on what the case is. If I had a liquid, here's one food, liquid in between, this paper is liquid, and then another food over here, what's happening now is that it's transferring from A to B. Without the liquid, it's not transferring. Only thing that I have to do is take off a small amount. When we say a peel's worth, what that means in Hilchos Bas V'Chol of Taruvus, that when you peel something and one layer comes off at one time, as opposed to like when you're peeling a carrot, sometimes you start, there's a little, you know, you always, at least I know, I feel good when I peel a carrot, I go one strip all the way down and one piece comes off, right? That's what we want to get as well. That means it's thick enough, the peeling amount is thick enough to take off the amount that we need. Yes?
So in a practical case, let's say you have the mother, she's making a bottle, let's say that has some milk products.
Right.
And it's heating on the stove.
Right.
And on the next burner, she's making the cholin for the
Shabbos. Right.
So if you have two hot things, one's hot milk and one's hot meat, if
you're saying the pots touch each other?
If for example, some of the water boiled over from the milk stuff and jumped into and
well, in your case,
into the cholin.
In your case,
water would conduct the two.
Well, in your case, they're both liquids. The liquid themselves are conductors.
Right. Because the cholent has solids in it.
Right, but there's liquids in it.
Right.
So in your case, they're the milk, which is liquid, and I'm viewing cholent as also liquids.
Right.
Because when it's cooking, at least, it's liquids. So those are both. That's a little different case here.
Right.
Here we're talking when you have two solids without a conduct, without a liquid in between. Two solids without a liquid in between.
So if they were to touch.
Well, once again, if the pots are touching, it's also a different case because it's a step removed. Because if there's no, if we're talking about actual food touching, actual food touching. Here's food A and here's food B. The mamish touch.
So she brings the bottle of whatever, the solid milk product.
The solid cheese, cheese with meat.
And it touches the potato in the chola. That's.
No, he's saying cheese, dairy product. Right.
Potato.
So here we're saying if there's no liquid agent in between, you take off either it's a klipa or it's a netilas makom. That's what we're saying. So the same halachos would apply to chametz and pesach as well. So that's what the words mean. I'm just going to read those words again because now we understand it. Avol im bishar in the mechaber now on top again. Avol im bishar taruvus lo yhayit sarach shishim. Ela klipa, in other cases of taruvus, back on top of the mechaber, on top of the page, if I only was required to take off a peeling amount, the amount of a peel, a klipa, oy netilas smakum af chametz kein sotu ba chametz is the same. Shecham becham b'loreitav, when you have one hot food touching another hot food, but there's no gravy, there's no liquid in between. Dai beklipa kishari surim. All you have to do is klipa, like the shari surim, like any other isur as well. Shari surim means forbidden foods. Other shari surim means shari means the other. Isurim, forbidden foods. Let's see the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Hey on the bottom. It's like four lines up from the bottom of the page. Beloy roitav, dim haya zeim roitav, because if there was this liquid in between, from one hat to the other hat, the shari surim b'shishim, then I would, by the cases of Shari Surim, which once again means kosher and non-kosher food, okay, I would have to have, in order to be able to eat it, 60 times more. Hacha linyan chametz hu b'mashu. And here, if there was a liquid agent, it would be usur if there's a mashu, a smallest amount, because we said in chametz is more strict. However, we're discussing a case there is no reitav. In Sifkat Nevav, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Dai b'klipa, lav dafka klipa, he says, not really klipa, not just a peelings amount, but rather the cham becham b'loreit of dina kitzli. It has the lachas of a tzli. Tzli means roasting, and therefore dina kitzli v'kaimulon the boy netila. I would have to take off netila. Netila means is the thickness of a thumb. Netila means a peelings amount is just one. This is amount of a peeling. That's it. One thin amount. Netila smokum we see is thicker. Okay. Klipa is right. Klipa means like a peel, okay, and netilas makom means to remove netilas, like netilas adayim, to take, right, makom, the place, okay. So you and the pesukim tells us number 12 brings down in the Shulchan Aruch and in other places that refers to the width of your thumb, okay. It's around 2 centimeters, like here to here. The average, I have a skinnier thumb, but the average size thumb. If you want to see if you have an average-sized thumb, you can take a ruler and see if it's 2 centimeters. You'll see where your thumb comes in the picture. Okay. Sif Katan Zayin. Now, we're discussing a different topic here. The same point, but different issue. V'chein im naga kikar chametz b'kikar matzah. U'shnehem chamin. The Mechaber is telling us, if you have a piece of chametz that touches a piece of matzah, Ushnehem chamin, and both the matzah and the chametz are hot. If ein sham davar hamefafin, there is no liquid agent in between the two. Loi aser ela makom magoi belvad. The Mechaber tells us on the top of the next page that the only part that's aser, at least in some editions, and that's the next page, that the only place that's aser is the place where they touch. Lefisha einoi mavliya yoise, because it does not absorb anymore. I just want to point out before I even explain what's going on here. we see that normally speaking, if a person would have chametz touching the matzah, I think the initial reaction is throw it all out. How could you benefit and use that matzah? So that's why it's very important. You save a lot of money. Matzah is expensive. It's expensive matzah. You save a lot of money by learning halachas because you don't have to throw it all out. People think, you know, if you learn, you lose out. What if I don't know? It's better that way. Chas v'shalom. You save the matzah. Right? What was that? Yeah, I always ask questions. Yeah, no. Yeah, always ask the question. Don't be embarrassed. That's right. Lo yabayshin lamed. So, here we're saying that if you have a hot chametz and a hot matzah, and the two touch, but there's no liquid once again in between. Nothing is that agent is not there. So since they're both hot, which we can define in a minute what that hot means, then you have to take off. This is my matzah. My left hand is the matzah. Take off just a little amount from where they touched, and that's it. The rest, let's say this is the amount you're taking off. The rest is all good, 100% good. You don't see any. He doesn't say anything over here, but you should be machmir. No. Doesn't say he should be strict about it. Well, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't say that. No, I saw it. Yeah, I'm saying. No one says it. Yeah, no one says it. I mean, at least not over here. Yeah. Okay. That says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Zayin. Shnehem Chamin. The both of them are hot. What does hot mean? Shayat Seledes Behem. The Yad would be burned, recoil, pull your hand back if it would touch it. That's what it means, it's hot. We all have had situations when we didn't realize something was hot and we touched it and we immediately pulled our hand back. If it's hot to such a degree, which I'm not going to give 112, 120 degrees Fahrenheit, I'm not going to give the different degrees that place can discuss right now, that's not the point, but this is how the barometer is. If it's hot to the point you recoil your hand, that's the case we're talking about when these two food items touch. Sifkan ches, ve'ein sham davar mafafin. There is nothing that can spew the taste from one to the next, transfer it, enhance the taste from one to the next. Lafuke, coming to exclude a case, shim yesh sham davar mafafin. If there is that food item that can give from one to the next, could go in, for example, pashtid, matzah, sheyesh ba shuman, shnaga b'chametz. Nesra kula. Okay, I want to explain with a visual demonstration once again. This is the chametz. My watch is the chametz. Okay? You see the time also. This is the kosher Pesach food that has in it some type of, let's say, one put cheese in it, anything that gives off some liquid. He says a shuman, some fattiness, okay? You know, when you melt the cheese, it oozes out, the oils come out. So let's say you put this pashtid, this food, it's kosher Pesach now, and then it spews out, the liquid comes out from it, hits the chametz now. Now, we went from a one-way street, matzah to chametz, comes back, boomerangs back to a two-way street. The taste of the chametz comes back into the matzah. That's what we're saying here now. Let's read the words inside. We have kegoyin pashtid matzah, this pashtid matzah, sheyesh ba shuman, that has this fat, shenaga b'chametz, it touches the chametz, v'nesra kula, everything's also. Why? Because I have that liquid now in between, that agent that goes into the chametz, now back into the matzah. The also shamnuna shel heter, the shamnunis, which means the fat of the heter, of the food, the matzah, which is permissible, touches the iser. Shev mokam magoi, when it touches, turning the page now, umafateim es tam mashu chametz haniflat. It now enhances the taste of the chametz that came out from the chametz back into the matzah. Let me just finish the thought here, then we'll take questions. Vaideichein mefafeya tam mashu zeh mispash b'chol haheter. Then all of that chametz went back into the matzah. K'moy shehu derech kol davar shamein lefafeya lispash ba'eis shulcham, says the Mishnah Berurah, just like it is in all scenarios, in the laws of Taruvis, when I have this liquid agent, that it goes from one item into that other item that it's coming in contact with. V'im nagu matzah is acheres b'zu, shenesra, yesh lahatirim al dei klipa. Now, we're going a next step. What does it mean the next step? This is step one. Step one is, I have my matzah here, my right hand. I have the chametz, my left hand. They touched. How did they touch? Through this liquid agent in between. So we're saying now the matzah here became chametzik. Now what happens if this chametzik and matzah now comes in contact, now gets mixed up with other ones? Let's read the words. V'nagu matzos acheiros v'zushin esra. Other matzos, my watch in this case is other matzos, came in contact with this chametzik and matzah, right? It's like an oxymoron. Yesh la'atir, and we can permit these second matzos by taking off klipa. Just peel it, take off a little mount. Or, yim karein l'nachri, you can sell to nachri. Question, yes?
So the question is, you're in the hotel in Israel. It's the time when the Israelis are eating pizza and the Americans are still Pesach.
That shall never happen. Go on, yes.
So you're in the hotel,
right,
and there's a divider,
right,
between you have the Israelis on one side and you have the Americans on,
right,
the other. So the Israeli's eating pizza, and a piece of his mushroom flies over the top of the pizza and lands.
Exciting
on
case.
Of shmura matzah.
Right.
So you're saying that when that mushroom cheese pizza flies,
take
over
off
the
that
top,
amount. When
it,
yeah.
That it lands on the first shmura matzah.
Yeah.
That matzah is gone. That,
well,
that's out of
commission. Yeah. There's no liquid there.
Let's say there's melting cheese.
Well, if there is a liquid, that's the first case. Okay. That's the first case. Then right. Then it goes to
so
everything.
You have to throw out that the right. top.
Just the top one, yeah. And then the bottom one, he says here, the part where the top one touches the bottom one, that you'd have to throw out also. The joke in yeshiva in Chaim Berlin where I learned, so they would continue the Ni'ilas Achag on Pesach for a long time until even after Pesach is over. So the joke is, you know, during the Ni'ilas Achag, someone's gonna come and put a box of pizza on the table. that's okay. Fine. But that's your case. You remind me about this scenario. Yes. Okay. Let's go further here. In the Ramah. The Ramah on top of the page continues and he says as follows. Hagah. Uvedin reicha milsa. Ilinyan tavshil sheyesh bay chametz im shar tavshilin. In regards to the halachas of reicha milsa. Reicha milsa, we have the aroma coming from one food, going to the next food. Linyan tavshil, a cooked food that has chametz, with other tavshilin, with other foods that do not have chametz. Yesh mekilin b'makom dehaya mutar b'shari surin. There are those that are lenient, just like by other shari surin. If the halachas would say you're lenient with those cases of the reicha milsa, the aroma coming from it, so here also we'd be lenient. And then the Rama says, "V'yesh machmirin demashu miuika." There are those who are strict because they say that a mashu, a small amount, is still there. Let's see what's going on here in the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat and Tess. Linyan tavshil in regards to a dish, a cooked food. Ein halosh meduktu kokach. The Mishnah Brura says it's not so precise. This the words of the Rama, because really it should say, "The betavshil b'kdeiro loyshayich b'reicha." A cooked food, the reicha, the aroma, is not there even. As is learned and discussed in the halachas in the Yordaya Kufches. What are we talking about? What is the Ramah referring to? Ela hakavana betzli. It's talking about roasting. When you roast something, then the aroma exists over there. Meaning that in the oven, the aroma can go, the reicha can go from one to the next. I'll explain in a second. In regards to this aroma going from one to the next, this reyach, the smell of it, it was roasting in the oven, and you have in this oven you have chametz and matzah. When we say matzah, it means kosher Pesach. You have kosher Pesach and chametz in it at the same time. So we're saying the ozel hai shamein mefatim lekikar, the fats of it go and give off into the other food in the oven. V'hadar ha'ikikar v'noisin reyach shel chametz b'tzli. And then it goes back into the food, the tzli that was cooking, and the chametz, and they transfer each other. So yesh mekilin, there are those sifkot and yud, there are those that are lenient. Daf shel chametz b'pesach sifkot and yud. Daf shel chametz b'pesach b'mashu. Even though chametz and pesach we learned all the time is also b'mashu. So why over here are they lenient? Hainu b'nivlo m'moshu sa'isr l'v'lo yireyach ba'alma. When are we machmir to say it's also b'mashu, the smallest amount is also? That's if there is mamoshus. Mamoshus means that there's something that is there, the actual piece of chametz. Like your example, the little pretzel that fell in, or a little grain that fell in. That's mamoshus. Something is there. But when you have just a reyach ba'alma, just the smell of it going up, the steam going up, that's really zeya. Dilin zeh loy chamir chametz mishari surim. In regards to this case of the reicha, it's not as strict. It's the same level as Shari Surim. It's not more strict than it would be on chametz.
So how do you remediate that if the steam goes from the chametz to the
basic? So if it's only, there are those that have the lenient approach, that since there's no mamashus, there's no actual food that's recognizable that's there, it's just the aroma coming out from one going to the next, we're saying it's not really doing anything. That's one approach. Right, you don't have to do anything. Right, it would be the same halachas like all the taruvas, and it could be lenient. However, that's what he starts off. That's the first part. The yesh machmirin, the mashu, the sifkon yirbeis, are those who are machmir. The also afilu b'diavid, and it's even also b'diavid. I think what we'll do is we'll stop here and get ready for the next shir. And tomorrow, with Hashem, we'll finish the Ramah and continue with Sif Beis.